Peter. What's happening? I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
Our next guest is a true working actor. He's everywhere, and he's played a couple of iconic roles that have crossed into pop culture. Currently, he can be seen in Season 2 of the PBS Civil War-era drama Mercy Street, which can be seen Sundays at 8 p.m. on PBS. It is great to welcome Gary Cole back to the show. Gary, it is always great to have you on.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
All right. We are terrific. Mercy Street, Season 2. This has turned out to be quite popular. It's the second highest rated PBS drama behind Downton Abbey. Tell us all about it.
We came on last year. We did 6 shows. It's based on these historical characters in Alexandria, Virginia, at the very beginning of the war. Basically, 2 stories going on. One has to do with a hospital that the Union Army basically captured from the Confederacy, and it was a hotel previously, which my character owned, and turned it into a battlefield hospital. And the other segment of the story that I'm involved in is I'm the owner of that hotel, but also he owns a factory in town, and the other story circles around this patriarch and his family who lived in Alexandria as well. And they're kind of coexisting with the Union Army and the occupation of Alexandria.
Now, the show kind of takes a bit of a different look at the Civil War story, more than just North versus South. So is that why you think the show's become so popular?
Well, I think usually a lot of Civil War material on film or television has to do with the military generals' battle strategy. They really are focused on the war. This initially, especially in the first season, the war was really in the background. You didn't really see the war as much as you saw the effects of an occupation of a town, which I thought was, you know, an unusual take on the Civil War. We don't think of, you know, just the because the effects of war are as, you know, insidious as the war itself, and what it does to, you know, families displaced and economies and refugees and all of that. So I applaud that, because I thought it was, out of the norm for the looking at that part of history that we usually do.
And it's a period piece, and period pieces are different from conventional contemporary stories in many different ways. As an actor, are there any challenges to doing a period piece like this?
Sure, there always is. There's, especially in a period where just normal demeanor is not what we are used to. We kind of had, what would be their title, etiquette consultants, basically historians that were on, that were kind of employed to let us know what kind of, there's simple things like do a man and woman hold hands in front of their family, things like
sure.
that.
Right, little nuances.
Yeah.
Think twice about, but that were very Victorian had to be, and they were pretty good at calling the shots on that. If something was out of whack, then they would make that adjustment. Well, I just like limitations sometimes in terms of when you're building a character.
Sure.
In some ways, it's helpful because it gets you, you don't have to invent everything.
You got
to
make sure your iPhone isn't hanging out of your pocket either, too, in any of these scenes, because that's just not really appropriate.
Yeah, that doesn't work either. That's bad. No. I want to see a phone charger under the table.
No, because power was kind of sketchy back in those days as well, so you never could really get a good charge in the phone in the first place.
No, it never worked.
No.
Yeah.
Now, everybody knows you as having some iconic lines, some iconic roles. Is there a James Green pop culture line from Mercy Street that's coming? Anytime any of my friends ever ask to work on a weekend, they always tell me the story, but they put a Bill Lumberg to it. Oh, can you stay on Saturday?
I'm going to go out on a limb, say that it's going to be probably James Green will not will probably not find his way into the pop culture lexicon.
Damn, that's terrible.
Gamble,
you know,
but I don't
what
know.
A shame.
You know, the last time you were on, and I got to tell you this because we still do this in my family, and I don't know why, and I summon you as Mike Brady back in the Brady Bunch. We're going to the mall on Sundays. I still look at my 13-year-old, and I look at my wife, and I say, put on your Sunday best, kids. We're going to Sears. I mean, you know, it's like you're all over the place. You're in my house every weekend we go shopping.
When things were simpler, right?
That's exactly right.
When you could dance your way down the escalator.
Yeah. We could be arrested if we did that now, so we try
I'm
not to do
sure.
that.
Yes.
I know.
Sure.
They almost were.
And Gary, you know, because as we're going through your characters, you have so many, such versatility as an actor. Is that the key to having a long career?
Well, it's one way. that seems to have been, you know, what has helped me at least a little bit was the fact that I've been able to do different kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can do that, that certainly helps. There's no, you know, the longer I do this, the more I realize that, you know, there's no handbook and there's no, you know, there's no way to do something to guarantee the fact that you're still going to be coming through the door employed.
Right.
But if there is a range of things you're able to do, that increases your odds, sure.
Because you never know what's coming down. I mean, you never know when your agent calls and says, we have this for you to read. You don't know what's coming next. Now, whenever we have somebody on who's an actor, I go and I print out the IMDb because I love going back and looking at some of these roles. Your IMDb is so big, I thought for some reason I had broken the printer because papers just kept coming out of the printer. And I'm up to like 11 pages here. And we love to go back to the beginning and take a look at some of those early roles. All right, here we go. 1984, American Playhouse TV series. Man with Christmas Tree. There you go. See?
Man with Christmas Tree.
Look at you stretching the range. It was magic back then.
It was awesome. I had one line. No, it was a big deal for me because that's how I got my SAG card.
Really?
That was my first camera job. It was with Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
So I was already intimidated. And I think I said, hey, get away from my tree. That was my first.
And then 1985, To Live and Die in L.A., Man Chased by Richard Chance. There you go.
So look at that. Right.
Yeah, very
Man Chased
nice.
On a bridge.
See?
That's right.
And I got to ask you this, too. When you first get your SAG card, I know how it was for me. Did you keep your original SAG card? I still have my first one because you get the new one like every 6 months or so. I still have my first one.
I do not have my original that I'm certain of. I'm not sure that I never got my original one. I guess I did.
Well, I got it somewhere.
Or I should be taken to SAG jail.
And yet, you know what? There is one, I think. There really is.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Yes. We're all going to wind up there.
We certainly are. All right. One final question. One thing we didn't talk about the first time you were here, your interest in charities which support autism. Your family has been affected by autism. Are we doing enough as a nation, as a society, in the fight against autism?
Well, it's one of those... It's one of those situations and circumstances where really information is the most powerful weapon. So, you know, as much research as is being done in terms of, you know, cause or solution or that, I think that as long as it's out there and as long as that continues, you know, that's a benefit to everyone. And so, you know, I know that, information was always... The biggest relief that we felt with our situation.
Yeah. One thing I need to mention before we go, you're also in one of my favorite shows currently, Veep, the role of Ken Davidson. You received your first Primetime Emmy nomination. That is one hell of a show.
Yeah, it's doing well. And it's we've got an amazing staff, and we've got arguably one of the best actresses in comedy history.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
At the center of it. And when you have that combination, usually good things happen.
Gary, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, Gary can be seen on Mercy Street. New episodes every Sunday at 8 p.m. on PBS. Gary Cole, once again, thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary. Have a good day. And off he goes. He is quite the useful actor. I mean, we kidded around about the IMDb here.
Yeah.
I mean, pages upon pages upon pages. The guy knows how to work, and he never has to worry about meeting his health insurance minimum each year
in the union. So.
No.
Family Guy.
Yes.
He's Principal Shepard. He really has... that's generations worth of, if you go back to Office Space up to Family Guy to this now, what on Mercy Street on PBS, he's really gone crossed the lines here with an audience.
Sure. And he was the star of an NBC series in the very late 1980s called Midnight Caller. He played a late night radio talk show host, but a show that explored issues that nobody else was talking about. They dealt with his girlfriend was HIV positive and living with that in San Francisco in the late 80s. And then there was stuff there that other shows and networks
we're not going anywhere near.
We're not touching that yet. And he was really, really good in that. So the guy is just a very versatile actor, and he's a nice guy. So I think it's like second time on the show. So he is officially a friend of the program.
Yes.
There you go. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend. From the Envision Radio Network. American
Weekend! Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.